Maseches Nida Perek Yud Mishnah Zayin. Umodim Shehi Ocheles B'Maiser, and they are in agreement. They here is referring to Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, who discussed in the previous Mishnah the case of a woman following childbirth who's in her Yemei Tohar, the days of purity following childbirth, that the previous Mishnah stated that she is not to be involved with the Korban Pesach. And this Mishnah discusses other ramifications of her handling things that are otherwise considered holy. So the Mishnah says, "Umodim, they are in agreement. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, she ocheles b'maiser, that she is permitted to eat maiser sheni, v'kotza l'chala, and that she's allowed to separate chala, umakefes v'korel l'shem, and she's allowed to bring it close to the rest of the dough that she's working with, and to designate it as chala." V'im nafal meiruka umidam tahara al kikar shel truma. And furthermore, they say that if some of her saliva or blood of tohar falls on the lands on a loaf of bread which is truma shehu tahor, that remains tahor, because those substances do not impart tumah to anything that they touched. She's considered in days of tahara at that time. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, furthermore, tzricha tvila ba'achrona, that following her postpartum days, her days of tahara, she requires going to the mikvah, not only at the end of her days of tumah, before the days of tahara start, is she required to go to mikvah, but also following the days of tahara as well. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim eina tzricha tefila b'achrona. She does not need to go to the mikvah at the end of her Yemei Tohar. Rather, she only goes at the end of her Yemei Tumah, and then immediately her Yemei Tahara begin, and she doesn't require a second immersion in the mikvah following her Yemei Tahara. Mishnah Ches. Haroa, a woman who sees blood, Yom Achadasar, on the 11th day. So again, as we've stated previously, a woman has 7 days of a Nida cycle, followed by 11 days which are eligible to become days of Ziva. And if she sees blood during any of those 11 days, she has to be concerned. It's potentially Dam Ziva rather than Dam Nida, and she becomes a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. If she sees blood on one day, she has to be careful the next day to see whether there will be blood again on the second day, and then blood again on the third day. And if she sees blood on 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zava Gedola. If, however, this Mishnah discusses, if she sees blood on the 11th day of her Yemei Ziva, Haroa Yom Acharasar V'Tavla L'Erev, so she is supposed to be a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She sees on the 11th day, she is supposed to wait the next day to see if there is blood that would render her make further progress towards becoming a Zava Gedola. But she didn't do that. Instead, she goes to mikvah. V'tavla l'erev, that evening, she goes to the mikvah, v'shimsha, and has intercourse with her husband. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, mitamim mishka v'moshav, then they have a halacha, she has a halacha of a Zava, and he has a halacha of a boel zava, somebody who cohabited with a zava. And so both of them will impart tuma of mishkav, of lying on an object, umoshev, or of sitting on an object, v'chayavim b'korban, and they both are obligated to bring a korban chatas. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says, p'turim min korban. Beis Hillel says, even though they were not supposed to have done that, but because her Yemei Zava are really over after the 11 days, then this is a shaila of bringing chulin in the Beis HaMikdash, and so Beis Hillel would not obligate them in a korban. The Mishnah continues, Tavla b'yom shel acharav, if she does go to mikvah the next day, meaning the 12th day following the days of Ziva, v'shimsha es besa, and then she cohabits with her husband, v'achar kach rasa, and then she sees blood. Beis Shammai omrim, Beis Shammai says, in that case, mitamin mishkav u'moshav u'pturim min ha'korban. So again, she was supposed to wait They were not. She was not yet supposed to go to mikveh. She was not yet supposed to cohabit with her husband. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, she has a halacha of a zava. He would have a halacha of a boel zava, somebody who cohabits with a zava. And mitamin mishkav v'moshav, they would both impart tumah of lying on something or of sitting on something, upturim min korban, and they are exempt from bringing a korban chatas. Ubeis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel differs from Beis Shammai and says, hareze gargaron. Beis Hillel says that they behaved inappropriately and they're considered gluttonous for having kind of taken advantage of a loophole in halacha, but there is no halachic consequence for it. They are not mitame mishkav u'moshav, and they are not obligated in bringing a korban. Umodim, and both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree with regard to haroa b'modim b'roa b'socha chadas aryom. They both agree that a woman who sees blood during the 11 days of Ziva, v'tavla le'erev v'shimsha, and then she goes to mikvah at night and then cohabits with her husband, shemitamin mishkav u'moshav v'chayavim b'korban. Certainly, in that case, they would both render tumah through lying on an object or sitting on an object, and they are both obligated in bringing a korban. Tavla biyom shala acharav, but if she goes to the mikvah the day afterwards, vishimsha, and then cohabits with her husband, harezo tarbus ra, that's not a positive practice, and it's considered improper conduct. Umagon uvi ilasan tuluim, and then anything that they touch, and any relations that they had with regard to a chiyuv to bring a korban are tuluim, are held in suspension, in order to see whether she does or doesn't see blood later on the day in which she went to the mikvah, which would determine whether she has retroactively rendered anything that she touched to be tamei, and whether she and her husband are required to bring a korban, korban chatas, for having had relations during the time that she is a zava.